They say the truth can be hard. The truth hurts. There's a story about a doctor who came to his patient in the hospital and said, "I have good news and I have bad news. The good news, you have 24 hours to live. The bad news, doctor, what's the bad news? I should have told you this yesterday." Well, the truth is at the core of humility. People often confuse humility with two things: humiliation or false humility. Humiliation, when we are embarrassed or when someone even reminds us of our faults 1,000 times. We've all had those friends. When you do something wrong, you're afraid to tell them because they will repeat it 20 times just so that you learn you did something wrong. And then there is that false humility. No, of course I'm a surgeon, but I can't do operation. I'm the best piano player in the area, but I don't know how to play the piano. This is false humility. True humility is the ability to tell the truth about yourself. And so the church prepares us for the great season of Lent by offering the publican and the Pharisee. Now remember, the publican does good things. He fasts twice a week. Not bad. He gives a tenth of his profits away to charity. Very good. But what is the goal of fasting and what is the goal of charity? Not to show off, but to become a better person. That is why the Lord says, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Or do not forget to give glory to God. How often people say, "I did everything myself." Oh yeah? Did you build the car you drove to church today? Did you build the roads on which that car was driving? Did you make the food that you ate? Did you make the clothes that you wore? And so the church reminds us how much we need one another and how much we need to give glory to God. That even when things are bad, there is a way to give glory to God because things will get better. When Andrew Sheptitsky, the Metropolitan Review, was asked, "How do you feel today?" He often responded, "Not too good, thank God." Thank God for what we have and to remind ourselves of the great gifts that we have received. Then one of my friends says, "Every time I feel pain, I thank God I'm alive." Because when you don't feel anything, it's even worse. And so today, the publican and the Pharisee reminds us to tell the truth, but the whole truth. Why did you fast? Why did you give good things to other people? And who is the person that you are becoming? The monks used to have a beautiful saying. When you get up in the morning, ask yourself the question, "For whom did I get up today?" And when you do anything good, ask yourself the question, "Did I do this for God? Did I do this for my neighbor? Did I do this because I want to become a better person?" The intention with which you do things, or did I do it just to show off? The intention is key. When we have the right intention, then we have humility. We are not humiliated, because humility is the ability to tell the truth about yourself to yourself and the ability to see honestly what the situation is and know that it is very difficult to know what your neighbor is thinking deep in their soul. Be honest with yourself. When you don't know something, don't pretend. And when you see the truth, which can be painful, we need to admit it. Slava Isusu Christu!